Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. I've been gone for a few weeks. It's been hectic, but I am back. And I had to get this show in before the new year. This is the last show I'm doing for 2021. And it is titled 2022, The Good, The Bad, and The Prayer List. So I am just going to give my commentary on the planetary energy for 2022. And this show is more about you calling in and getting a sense of where your focus should be. That way you can make the most out of this year that's upon us now. The year went by so fast. I swear time is moving at a different pace. It's moving fast. It's definitely moving fast. We are definitely on the cusp of the age of Aquarius. We're moving out of water into air. And you can just tell shit is moving way different. Things are manifesting quickly. Karma's manifesting quickly. You can think about something and it just manifests so fast. The vibration is crazy, but this is the cusp of the age of Aquarius. So Aquarius is the magician. It's magic. It's technology. It's science. It's knowing. And it's an exciting time to be alive. And I'm telling you, watch your thoughts, people. Watch your thoughts. Watch your behaviors. Watch everything. Because the rules that we grew up with don't apply anymore. It doesn't apply. I forgot to open up the chat room. I'm sorry. Let me open up chat. But, yeah, guys. Ugh. Okay, so getting on to, because I already have a lot of people waiting in the queue already, so I'm going to hurry up and get through this so I can get to the readings because I want to be able to get everybody in before the show ends. So we are going to start with the good. Okay, the good of 2022. The best of 2022, I'm going to say, is going to be Jupiter in Pisces and Jupiter conjuncting Neptune in April. So this spring, in April, manifestation powers are going to be like crazy. This is going to be the time of miracles, the time of wishes coming true, being granted. Jupiter in Pisces is akin to the Nine of Cups in the tarot, and the Nine of Cups in the tarot is the wish card. So in essence, 2022 is going to be a year of wishes and dreams coming true for a lot of people. When you add in the energy of the number 22 being the master builder, being a person that can take their dreams and make them a reality, with the power of the wish energy and manifestation energy and Jupiter combining with Neptune and granting all these wishes, those people who have the discipline and the organization and the drive and the ambition, those are the ones that are going to build and manifest in 2022. Although Jupiter is the planet that, you know, he's like very, very generous. So he's going to bless you whether you deserve it or not, to be honest. But one thing about Jupiter is sometimes those blessings, you can't hang on to them. This energy of the 22 coming in is going to take that slippery blessing and turn it into something concrete. So it's going to be a house made of brick instead of hay or sticks. So get organized, get a plan, get organized, and do the work, put in the work, and a lot of what you want to manifest is going to come to pass. So watch that. April 12th, that's going to be the exact conjunction between Jupiter and Neptune in the sign of Pisces. So this is the wish year. This is the Nine of Cups energy. This is getting your manifestation on, making sure you're doing your vision boards, making sure you know what you and be clear about what you want. Be clear about what you want, because I'm telling you, the energy is going to respond to your true self and your true desires, not what you think you want, not if you're on the fence, but it's going to respond to the true you that no one sees. Okay? So we'll talk more about this, because this is definitely, I want to say, once in a lifetime, because once Neptune leaves Pisces, we're not going to have this energy anymore. So this is it. This is it. There is no, okay, well, we'll wait 12 more years. Jupiter will go back into Pisces in 12 years, but Neptune won't be in Pisces anymore. So we'll get another Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, of course, but it will not be in Pisces. No one is going to live to see that. So this is it. This is some big time, big stuff, okay? So we're going to talk more about that next year, because I don't want anyone to miss out on that. And then I'll be able to gather some pointers and have some ideas of what people can do to really hone in and tap into this energy. So, all right, so that's the good. That's my good for 2022. That's my good. Now, the bad, it's not really a lot of bad. As you know, Saturn is still in Aquarius, and shout out to Aquarians. I do have y'all on the prayer list, and I'm going to explain why. But Jupiter just left Aquarius. So Aquarians, y'all have been safe. Jupiter has been protecting y'all from all kind of fuckery. That's over now. I'm sorry, it's over. But for those of you who have progressed into Pisces, then you'll still feel some of the benefit. But that's over. It's done. The protection is gone. The protection is now in place for Pisces people. It's pretty much in place for water signs. So, yeah, y'all had a good run. Unfortunately for Pisces, Jupiter is not going to be in y'all sign that long as it should be. So y'all kind of got the short end of the stick. But the thing about it is, one thing I can say is that the blessings for y'all are going to be so immense. Pisces people can really tap into this wish energy and really pull rabbits out the hat. So y'all have a very, very intense blessing coming y'all way. So I guess it kind of makes up for the short time that Jupiter will be in y'all sign. So it kind of balances itself out. But yeah, so Aquarians, Saturn has been in Aquarius, but because Jupiter was there, he was mitigating a lot of the painstaking lessons that you could have been getting. So now that Jupiter is gone and, you know, that the help is gone, you're now going to start to feel the full force of Saturn being in Aquarius. We all are, honestly, because we're all under this influence, but especially the fixed signs and Aquarius. But, you know, we all are going to really now start to feel the harsh effects of Saturn in Aquarius and what that energy entails. So we all on the prayer list, to be honest, but some are at the top of that list. But so we're going to see how it manifests, how it unfolds. A lot of people are talking about another lockdown and everything, and but we'll see how that goes. But so the bad, you know, is not a lot of bad per se. I just don't, you know, with Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus, and that's more of a generational. Everyone that has that generational square is going to be feeling it on some level or another, depending on where the square is taking place in your chart. So that's something that you have to watch out for. But as a whole, I mean, you know, every year has its bad things, but, you know, not nothing that I see right now offhand that's bad. So That's a good thing, because I'd be looking for the bad. I really do. That's my specialty, kind of. So, I mean, it's some bad, and, you know, but not like, oh, God, you know. But prayer list. I have all of the fixed signs on the prayer list. I have you Aquariuses, Leos, Scorpios, and Taurus. All of the fixed signs. And you're on the prayer list due to Saturn being in Aquarius, in a fixed sign. So hands of one, hands of all. That's how it goes. And also Uranus. So Uranus is bringing the instability. It's shaking things up. And Saturn is just there dishing out karma, teaching lessons, auditing your life, making sure you're on the right track, making sure you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be. So fixed signs may feel it a lot this year, and the technology industry as well. They're going to take some blows and hits. So watch out for that. I know everybody is talking about Venus being in Capricorn retrograde. Watch out for those breakups and endings, guys. I did a post about it. I know this is the end of the year. I know this is time, you know, it's a great time for letting go. You know, just take the time out and reassess. Anytime it is retro, it wants us to just focus on reassess, reexamine, revisit. So just, this is a time to look at what the planet Venus is trying to tell you and make some decisions. Make sure you are perfectly sure about what you're doing. If you want to end a relationship, walk away from somebody, end a friendship, whatever ship you're in, if you're thinking about jumping ship, please make sure you are 100% and you're going to stand 10 toes down on it, because there is no coming back from it. It's not to say that you won't be friends with that person again, but whatever you have in its state, you won't get it back. You know, y'all may become, if y'all are in a relationship and y'all break up, y'all may be friends. If it's a situation where y'all have kids together, of course, you can't really get rid of a person forever, because, you know, you still got to co-parent with them, but it's not going to be what it was. So, and it's going to be a minute. So, just be sure. And for some people, you need it. You know, you need Venus to cut the cord permanently, because you don't have the strength to walk away. So I get it, because a lot of people are like, well, I need that. I can't do it myself. I need it. You know, if that is your process, go in and let have. But just be sure you cannot be wishy-washy. This is like a virginity transit. Once you, there's no coming back from it. It's gone. I don't care how many surgeries you have to rebuild, you still not going to be a virgin. So it's gone. So, but, you know, good luck. But just reassess. And think about the sign that Venus is in. Venus is in Capricorn. So, and that's not a best placement for her relationship-wise. So my thing is more so for a business owner and people that are looking on going into a business, starting a business or having a business, this is more so for these people to be reassessing, maybe going back to the drawing board. Do I need to rebrand? How can I rebuild, add on? I wouldn't introduce anything, you know, if you are a business owner, this is not the best time to introduce anything new, because it may not have that lasting power. It may flop. It may not do so good. This is the time to go in your inventory and see what you got, dust it off, and reintroduce it, something that you put that maybe didn't sell. Maybe this is the time to reintroduce it to people and see how they take it. But nothing new right now. Nothing new. I don't recommend anything new. So that's our prayer list. You know, fixed signs, y'all hang in there. There is some blessing and some release, like I said. You know, Jupiter is always there to help. Scorpios will get a nice trine from this Jupiter in Pisces. So even though they're on the prayer list, they're going to have some help from Jupiter when they get that trine. Later on in the year, when Jupiter goes into Aries, he's going to make a nice trine to Leos. So Leos will get some relief and some opportunities and blessings. And also Aquarius will get a nice sextile, so there's some opportunities for Aquarius people as well. And Taurus is also going to get a sextile from this Jupiter and Pisces energy. So it's not 100% all bad, you know, because Jupiter is always going to be there to try to do something, try to help, and try to mitigate. But if you just notice people in your lives that are the fixed signs, just kind of cut them some slack and, you know, keep a lookout for them, especially health-wise, this square between Saturn and Uranus. We're going to see some broken bones. Aquarius is the blood. You might have a lot of people coming up with diseases connected with the blood as well. Heart problem as well, because Aquarius opposes Leo. Leo rules the heart. So back problems, oh, God, that's one of the worst. So it's going to be a lot of those issues. So be careful out there. Okay, so I'm not going to drag this out. I want to get to these readings. This line is a mile long, and I want to get to everybody. So we are going to start with caller from the 205-675. You are on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am a first-time caller.
Yay!
Yes, so I'm not sure that, is it that I just asked a question, or is it a specific way that you like for things to be done?
Well, okay, this is, I read astrology on here, so
okay.
I'll need, do you know your birth time? That would greatly help.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, great.
2-6-73, 7:30 p.m.
I'm sorry, you said 2-6-73, 7:30 p.m.?
Yes.
And what city and state were you born?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, so February 6, 1973, 7:30 p.m. in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, have you had your chart done before?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It done before, yes.
Okay. All right, so I have you as a sun in Aquarius, moon in Aries, and Virgo rising. Okay, so today's show, we were, the topic of the show is just, you know, where should my focus be for 2020 so I can make the most out of it. So your focus needs to be on two things, actually. Oh, and you're coming up on a very lovely, in about 10 more months, you're coming into a very, very lovely time. Okay, but your focus needs to be on business and if you should have children. Children and also a hobby that you can turn into a business-making venture, a hobby that can turn into a money-making thing. So that's where your moon is in Capricorn, progressed into the fifth house. So those are going to be the themes. But moon in Capricorn it's all about business, and it's approaching a nice conjunction to your natal Jupiter in the fifth. So that tells me that you at this time could start a business based on some type of hobby that you do, or if not that, something in connection with children, if not children, your children going into business with a child, or I've seen it play out to where the person's child started a business venture of some sort. So all of those are themes, but the main focus in 2022 is going to be centered around those themes. But what is your question? That's just the topic of the show. What is your question?
My question, it was centered around relationships. I was just wondering if you see a relationship, a partner, a life partner. It's been maybe about 4 years, and it's been due to different reasons. But now that I feel that I'm open and ready, I was just wondering if you see, a new partner into the new
year. Actually, if you allow it, you can have multiple options coming up soon. Well, yeah, you can have multiple options. So a relationship is definitely coming, but this is the time for, and you are going to meet somebody. It may not be soon, like in the next few months, but it'll definitely be within a year's time. But this is a time for dating. This is not a time for, because Jupiter is going to bring you a lot of choices. So it's going to be pertinent for you to take advantage of, you're going to have to shop. You're going to have to, not just like kind of latch on to the first person that may seem like they fit the bill. This is the time to explore and just, taste everything on the buffet. That's the best way I can describe it, because you're going to have a lot of, if you allow it.
I've been dating some, and I just haven't really, no one has really panned out.
You have high standards, which you should. I'm not knocking you for your high standards, but I just think that I'm not saying that you're like, you kind of like run people away, and it's like,
really?
With no notice, like you could have that. You could have that thing where, it's not bad. It's not.
When you say run them
all, I'm not saying
your
standards are too high. Your advice that you like to give may be taken as criticism or nitpicking or nagging. So
when you said advice, can you elaborate a little bit more? What do you see?
Well, like to correct things that you see wrong, which you have a gift for, some people can't handle that. They may not handle that.
Yeah.
And you have to watch what you have to, I think because looking at your chart, you have Pisces on the seventh house. So you have to stay away from the projects, the fixer-uppers, the I got to save you, I got to fix you. You got to stop that because you're coming in and fixing, and then they hear criticism or they hear nagging, and you know what I'm saying? But it's you thinking you're saving them or you're telling them. Don't get me wrong. You're telling them what they need to hear now. You're not wrong in anything you tell them because you've got a great, strong, steady mind. You're brilliant, actually. You're very brilliant, very smart woman. And so you're not telling them anything wrong, but just that you're going to attract the projects. You're going to attract the fixer-uppers, the save me.
And I've been trying to stay away, and you're right. And
you
I've been running
it.
From those types because, yeah, it just takes so much energy and, you know, time. And I'm just tired of that. I want the strong, the one that complements me. I want the strong already together.
Right, already
together.
You want the Capricorn. You want the guy that's got it together. He's running his business. He's handling his business.
Yes.
Because that's your fifth house. Your fifth house is Capricorn. So you want that businessman that has the sense and can, you know, have these intelligent conversations with you, and he's got it together, and, you know.
Yes.
But your seventh is, so that's the dreamer.
God.
That's the dreamer, and on the worst end, the alcoholic is the one that has the problems or some type of addiction.
Yes.
And, you know, so looking at your chart, it's like, you know, those are two totally different people. But one thing about it, we're going to attract that seventh house is going to attract us like a moth to a flame. So them Pisces types, those Neptunian types.
Yeah.
Stay in your fifth
house.
Oh,
my God.
Stay in your fifth. Stay in your fifth house.
Because
when you go to the seventh.
I actually was in a relationship with a Pisces for a very long time. And, oh, my God. Maybe you just described him to a T. And that's what I'm trying to stay away from, those types of relationships. You know, I'm looking for different, new, one that complements me. So dead on.
A lot of, you're going to attract a lot of Pisces people. Jupiter is about to enter your seventh. So you're going to attract a lot. It's going to be left and right. You're going to be like, what is going on? If they're not Pisces sun, they'll probably be Pisces rising. They'll probably be Pisces moon, or they'll have Neptune prominent in their chart. But it's going to be something Neptunian, something Piscean about them. So just kind of, you know, stay in your fifth house element. Keep it fun, flirt, date until, you know, you find that. But I see you in a great place in about 10 months from now. I see you in a really, really good place. You'll be satisfied. So hold out. Don't take the first stray cat to come along.
Oh, no.
And see all the windows. Don't just wait it out. Wait it out. Wait businessman to show up. Wait for your businessman to show up.
I've been doing that. It's been 4 years, but again, about a year was, you know, self-nurture, self-growth, making myself whole again, just working on me first year. And then I entered into the nursing program, but I was in that for probably a couple of semesters, and then my daughter lost custody of her children, and so I had to step into temporary mom phase, and this all back in between 19 and 20. So May 2020, I stepped into temporary mother mode, for about 18 months. And she just, thank God, regained custody of the kids back in October. And now I am taking care of my uncle, who had his toes amputated about a month and a half ago. So, you know, I've been doing those things, but I have been dating off and on. And like you, you know, said, those are the type of men that has approached me. And when I see it immediately, I'm just like, no, I don't think so. You know, no, I'm not going to fall back into this. So, yeah, I just, you know, I run. I don't walk away.
I'm glad. I'm glad because, you know, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that
you know,
that you,
the third
that you're
time
running.
You learn the lesson. You know, when you know better, you do better. So I'm doing better. I'm trying.
Right.
So I
and you're about
resonate.
To turn 49 in February, right? So
yes. Yes. So by
okay,
now
so,
I'm learning that lesson.
Okay, so yeah. And you may not even be thinking that much about a relationship after your birthday, so I think that it's on your mind now, but I think that after your birthday you may be focusing on other things. Because I'm looking at the energy for next year, and I'm not seeing you really focusing. It's I'm not to say that you know the desire for one will go away. That's not what I'm saying. But as much as it's on your mind, and as much as you're maybe daydreaming about it, and all, I don't see you it being that way next year.
Okay. The business resonates. The business that you pick up, I've definitely been thinking about going into a business.
I would do it while your progress moon is in Capricorn. I would definitely do it. It would be something that you can do from home. It could possibly be something that you could work from home or run out of your home. But while your moon is in Capricorn, I would definitely, this is the time now. This is the time, definitely, definitely. And if there is some skill that you have or something that you may do for fun or whatever, this would be the time to, or if you wanted to learn whatever new skill you pick up or learn could later turn into a money-making venture. So
okay.
I definitely see that.
Wow.
But I have
I
have to get to the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in. I don't have a set time that I go on air. It's just very random, so you just have to check back.
Okay.
But I'd love to hear from you again.
Yes. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you. Happy New Year. And
thank you. Happy New Year.
I really enjoyed that message. Like I said, everything resonates. So I will be looking for you again. I just happened to go on Blog Talk and I saw you on there and thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to call. So I will be looking for you again, certainly in the new year. So thank you. And I would like to continue to listen to the show, if I may.
Okay. I will keep you on.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I think I do.
Take
this.
Care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are going to the next caller from the 215-200.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
12/24/72.
12/24/72?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And what time were you born?
6:02 p.m.
And the city and state?
Cookeville, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, spell that for me.
Cookeville, C-O-A-T-E-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Cookeville, okay. Okay, and have you had your chart done before?
10 years ago, yes.
Oh, okay. So I have you as a sun and cap, Virgo, moon, and Cancer rising. That sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And your focus for?
I like to start looking at my candle business. So I want to see
your what?
The 22 candle business.
Candle, okay.
I just want to see what 22 has for me, you know, with the transmissive.
Okay. Let's look and see. Where are your, oh, wow. Okay, so heads up, we are going to need to address okay, let's first look at this is going to be a year of seclusion for you.
Mm-hmm.
The possibility of you struggling with depression is very high. So this is a time of rest, relaxation, rejuvenation, so that you can prepare for, and actually this is the theme for you for actually the next couple of years, so that you can prepare for the start of a whole new 30-year cycle. So you are, you're going to be going into to seclusion and isolation. And you may not feel it just yet. You got, because you do have a few more months before. Oh, well, so you're feeling it now. Okay. Well, it's going to get more intense as, you know, as the months creep up. So you have a full, you got about maybe 7 more months before you are like 100%, you know, in there. But the depression could come as early as 4 more months. But every day it's like you're creeping toward it. Every day you get closer and closer, and it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And with your Saturn being in Gemini, that means you're about to cut off communication with a lot of people. Like, I don't want to be about, don't call me. You probably might change your number. Like, just leave me alone. Leave me alone. It's normal. What you're about to go through, it's a normal process. Just don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? Because, you know, I just see you isolating yourself from siblings, family, cousins, just cutting off communication and going into your little, and this is not just your regular Capricorn, I'm a Capricorn rising, mood swing, I'm a moon child, moon swing. This is, you know, this is a full
on. Because I'm more focused on my spirituality and my health.
Well, that's good because this time frame is going to give you that. The 12th house is not just seclusion, it's and confinement. It's the house of spirituality as well. So this is the perfect time for you to fall back from the everyday and, you know, go deeper with your spirituality. And
yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Please tell me you don't smoke. Please tell me you don't smoke. Please tell me you don't smoke.
I have gotten better. I'll say that.
Oh God, you have Saturn.
But guess what? Though I'm
picking
up. I just bought myself my cigarette medicine, Chantix.
Okay.
So I have the mindset of quitting.
Okay.
So you
get there. Please get there. Get there so that you don't end up hospitalized because of some type of issue with your lungs or breathing.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I just got the hospital this past October because I suffered from MS. So that's why you see a lot of seclusion, and I'm really doing my shadow work, getting to myself. So you're on point.
Okay,
on
I'm
point.
Just worried about you. I'm just really, really worried about you. I really am. I really want you to get your health together, and stay away. And I wish that we were exposed to astrology in our earlier years before we started making certain decisions, you know, because if this was, you know, introduced at an early age, or if it was, you know, where it's going to be in the Aquarian age, like, you know, they could have read your chart when you were in grade school or middle school and said, hey, you got Saturn in Gemini. Your generation should not touch a cigarette. It is lethal. It is the root cause. Your lungs are, wherever Saturn is, that's the part of your body that's going to be weak, the weakest. So, you know, for Gemini, it's going to be the breathing. It's going to be the lungs, the arms, you know, the limbs. So,
you're correct, because I just bought, sorry to interrupt you, but just giving you confirm what you're saying, make confirmation. I just purchased my cigarette medication, Chantix. I just purchased it like a week ago.
I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad that that's confirmation.
Yeah, so you're on point.
I'd
like to ask one more question. I feel my second ability is so heightened. I'm a clear, if I say it correctly, I can feel very strongly. And what I mean is called clairsensitive. And I was wanting to see where my chart, you can see it, you can may see that at.
Okay, when you tell me that, it first of all, you're Cancer rising. So water rising people are naturally psychic. They their psychic ability manifests a lot with their physical body and their surroundings. With Cancer rising, your environment is a trigger for your psychic ability, your physical environment. That's why it has to be clean. It has to be orderly, because you will pick up, like, literally in your, you will pick up something. Like, yeah, you can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have your ability also comes from you have Mercury and Mars conjunct Neptune and Venus conjunct Neptune. So you have a very strong and active Neptune. So that is another reason for your psychic ability. And if you would allow it, and it may have gotten shut off at an early age, because, you know, and sometimes in our upbringing, you can't tell your parents, I saw something, somebody talking to me. And they'll be like, shut up, stop, that ain't nothing but the devil. And so we suppress it, and you know. So, you know, I think had you, you know, living in an environment where that type of thing would have been welcome, you would have been at a stage now where you would have just been freely talking to ghosts and, you know, all kind of stuff, you know. So, but the ability is there.
Someone said about me having Gemini's in the 12th house, I'm able to speak to spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but not only that, Mercury rules your third house, and it also rules your 12th house. But the main, the real gag is the being conjunct Neptune. That's the real. That's what makes it even more potent and powerful. But you know, you just have to be careful because Saturn is there as well. So you don't want to be talking to the wrong.
Right. Well, that's why I stay doing my cleansing, my baths, my spiritual baths.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. It's not a choice. It's cute for everybody else, but you literally have to. It's a necessity. Yeah, it's definitely a necessity. But I need you to get it together with your health. Please get it together before Saturn goes into Pisces in 2023, I want to think. But I think it's 2023. So you have maybe a year and some change, maybe two at the most, you know, but you got to get it together before Saturn goes into Pisces because that's when he's going to come and that that natal promise with that Saturn in Gemini is going to come to life. And if you have not changed your path or changed your decision-making and got on the right path, it's going to be time to pay the piper with them lungs. It's going to be time to pay the piper. Yeah.
Thank you for that point, I think, that you said. So I thank you for the reading.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And call. Let us know how you're doing. I will still be on air. I'm claiming that I'll still be on air when the depression energy kicks in, and you know that's on the way when that kicks in. So if you
it's
call,
about 4 months.
If you can, and if you afford it, get a counselor.
To my health, that's
something.
Why I may go into depression. I'm sorry to interrupt you like that. Regards to my health, why we're going to depression. That's the reason why I may. There's not no man. I'm not worried about no man.
I think it's going to. No. well.
It's not about no man. I'm not worried about
that
in my life.
It's not now, but not now, but maybe later because Saturn does rule your seventh house. So it's going to be a combination of either siblings, definitely family. Definitely relatives, but because Saturn rules your seventh, be a partner as well. But it's just going to be a lot. It's going to be your mind. You've been, depression is an old friend of yours. You've been battling that all your life.
You
just have
to. I just left there. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you. I just left there last week.
But this is your chart. This is your chart. It's not me. It's the chart.
Wayne B, you are too much. I'm trying to. Oh, my goodness. This is, I can't believe this. I'm going to call you back.
It's your chart, but it's your mind. I can honestly tell you, you have the control. You have the power. But it's just your, you know, having afflictions between your Mercury and your Saturn and Mercury ruling, you know, your thought process is so important because Mercury actually rules your house of communication, your house of thinking, how you think. And, you know, so all of that is so important. You know, you just are prone to negative thinking and worrying and overanalyzing and it just sucks you down. And then you're a Cancer rising, so then you're battling being sensitive to your environment, and if your environment is off, then now you're off, and then it's just a.
Mm-hmm,
so if you
right.
can get that together, but you need someone to. It's like you need communication and you need to talk to somebody, but it's just something blocking it, and it's just, you know. You talk to yourself a lot, but that you just can't keep talking to yourself. You need to talk to other people. I highly recommend getting a counselor. I highly recommend getting a counselor, somebody that you'll be able to go to get you know, just make your mental health a priority so that, you know, it doesn't turn into manifesting on the physical.
Yeah, I understand very well. Well, I thank you for your time. I appreciate you
so
much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay?
Keep us updated.
Well, I want to see you do the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Okay, we are going to the next caller. Caller from the 302-538.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Just want to say that from the beginning, when you first started, I feel like you've been talking about me the whole show, your intro and everything, from me being the 22 master number, my Venus in Capricorn, and me being the fixed sign, Scorpio. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Wow.
But but yeah, I'm November 18th, 1973, 5:08 p.m.,
508, okay. And city and state?
And Lumberton, North Carolina.
Lumberton, North Carolina. I think I talked to you because, yeah, that's
yep,
the state.
Once before.
Oh, yeah, be pulling
mm-hmm.
people over. Yeah, I talked to you. I don't remember what I said. I just remember talking to somebody from Lumberton. So who y'all pulling over these days? What's going on in Lumberton?
Well, I haven't lived in Lumberton. Well, I haven't lived in North Carolina since I was a little girl. I'm in Delaware.
Oh, you got
now,
out. Thank
so.
God. Oh. God. Okay.
My
so
family's still down
going
there, though.
On?
Well, I definitely want to know what I should be focused on.
Okay. Where should your focus be? Okay, rest moon in Gemini, and let's see what house. Oh, you need to be focused on you. The focus is on you. Your progressive
yes.
moon is your first house. It's you. This is all about you.
Okay.
That's it. The focus
Me.
Is on you. And let's see, where is, okay, what are we going to be doing in 10, 11, oh,
uh-uh.
Okay, so you getting hit. Your progress Venus just got hit by Saturn. Where is it at? Let's see. That is in the 10th house. What's going on at work? What happened at work a few weeks ago? What's going on? Something's going on. Sneaky going on.
Well, I'm actually not working right now, so.
Oh, you're not working right now?
I'm in school.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay,
yeah.
So y'all out for break. Okay, good. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. So then what did she hit? She hit the 6th house. Okay, well, you're good then. You're good because it's almost over. Saturn is actually on your Venus right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you're good.
Well, I know the last time you said that that you saw me meeting someone, but it wouldn't last or whatever. But it's kind of hard for me to even get out, and especially with everything that's going on with this pandemic.
Right.
It's like, how am I supposed to meet people? How am I supposed to meet somebody?
That's a good question. I guess you're going to have to meet them online.
Oh, goodness.
You got Venus. Your progress Venus is in Aquarius online. Go online.
Yeah. Yeah. Go online.
Or through work or friends. That'll be the connection. And how old are you right now?
I'm 48. Had to think about that. That's a shame.
Okay, so you are still in. It's not going to last. Yeah, it's not going to last. You're still in your. No, because I saw the potential. There was some potential around, you know. But no, I don't think that's going to last. But your focus is not going to be on a relationship this year. You're not going to want to be bothered this year. So, I mean, you're not going to be bothered this year. I don't see you. Your focus is going to be on work and health and learning new things. Something you're going to take on, learning something. It's going to be challenging, but it's going to be rewarding. But you ain't. Even though you're going to, when you're out and about, you're going to attract a lot. You know, you're going to have that power of attraction. But at the end, you're not going to want to be bothered. You're on some mission. Yeah, you're on some mission this year.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, stay on that mission and stay focused. But learning, Gemini, you know, your focus is on you. You're not.
Okay.
Your focus is on you. And then once that's done, let's see, you got about another 12 months. You got another year. You got another year before it changes. But the focus is going to be on you for the time being. So that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That was quick and easy, painless.
And painless. And painless.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm wondering about, you should be, this is your time for promotion at work. Something should be coming through. Some type of promotion of some sort should be coming through before, definitely within the next year or two. If it doesn't happen in 2022, it'll be soon. But some type of promotion of some sort, or some type of position of authority, something within your career should be coming.
Okay. Yeah. I was meditating on, because I'm in school for human services. I want to eventually be a social worker, but I was trying to figure out how to apply that now while I'm in school, and just meditating on it, I feel like I got the message that I needed. I don't really want to say it because I've told keep to myself. But,
keep it to yourself, honey. Keep it to yourself.
Yes. But because it's like, you know, too many hands. But, yeah, so maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
So social worker, I guess that falls in line with humanitarian, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of the same thing.
And the thing is, I don't even know if. Yeah, and I was doing it because I wanted to eventually start a nonprofit. So it's more or less getting the education, and it's more or less getting the education on that part. So I don't even know if I will actually be going into that field, but more or less getting the information that I need. Do you know what I mean? About what I want to do, so yeah. There's a plan in motion, but
okay, because.
Go ahead, tell me.
Does it, I mean, I'm just, everything is, you know, it's pointing to health. So I'm just, are you not.
My health?
No, health, the health, like health industry, like it's pointing to health. So I was
in the healthcare field for about 20 years or so, a little over 20 years. So, well, longer than that, that would be. It was maybe about 25 years I was in the healthcare field. And I stopped last year in 2020.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying my chart is still saying that that's where I should be?
Well, it's not a matter of where you should be. It's when I look at the energy, even with you wanting to be a social worker and help people, it's still
mm-hmm.
pointing to the house of health.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how does that play out, or how does that translate in the real world? What could she, how could she be meeting the requirement of being a social worker, but where does the health factor come in? That's
well,
what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, because there, I think with that degree, you can, I can be a counselor, and depending on how far you go with like the master's, you can have your own practice in counseling. So that I think that would
oh,
be where
so
it comes
this
in.
Okay, so. This would be a counselor that could bill insurance companies, like that kind of,
mm-hmm.
like you're a medical
yes.
provider. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's, I was just, God, I think, who was I telling? I think I was telling my sister or my mom. I don't know. I was telling somebody that coming up on a time where people, and I got to do a show about Saturn in Pisces, and I'll talk more in depth about it, but bottom line is a lot of people are going to be, and I think that they're really starting now, to be honest, but it's going to get worse later on, and it's going to be a large group of people that are going to need and want mental health services, and they're not going to be
mm-hmm.
practitioners to provide care for them. So if you're going in that field, you are setting yourself up for a nice payday, because the demand is going to outweigh the supply of practitioners that's going to be available to counsel people. I'm telling you that
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a booming industry. And
okay.
sad to say, suicides are going to get really, really bad. Really,
yeah.
really, really bad. Really bad. So it's
yeah.
a field that's ripe and open, and, you know, it's going to be a lot. So the need is going to be there. So if that's what you're working toward, then kudos to you. There's going to be, and I know it's not for the money, because, you know, people going in that field never do it for the money, but the money going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get overwhelming. It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much, too many people. But mental health is going to be the thing in a few years.
Yeah, I believe it.
Be the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Definitely.
Proud of you, though. You're doing your
oh,
thing.
Well, thank you.
Whoever you
is it,
are
would, it, would I be taking up too? Oh, would I be taking up too much time if I ask you a question about my son?
Or
yeah, are you able
right
to?
Quick.
Okay,
yeah, we can pull him up right quick, because I don't know when I'm going to be back
okay.
logged in. Okay, let's right quick. Y'all, please don't be mad. Okay.
Yeah, please don't be mad. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's
his date of birth is 12/22/05.
Daddy, look at my baby daddy. Oh. And what time?
10:12 p.m. in Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, so. All right, so December 22nd, 2005, 10:12 p.m. in Philadelphia. I
mm-hmm.
have a Capricorn sun with a Virgo moon and a Virgo rising.
Oh, wow.
Now, I am not one to... I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be frank, because my baby daddy passed away back in April was born December 22nd. That's why I said Larry Daddy. So the message I'm going to give you about this little boy is he was born under the, you know, everybody is all into numerology and they love the master numbers and this and that, but they don't understand those master numbers. That vibration is hard, especially that 22. That 22 is a hard vibration. He has to make something of himself.
Okay.
He has to make something of himself. He has to be constructive. He has to produce. He has to leave his mark. And he's a Capricorn, too. He has to leave his mark. So he has to be brought up the right way. And I mean the right way.
Okay.
Now, don't be too controlling, because I can already, when he was born, things wasn't too copacetic between the moon and the sun, so the parents weren't, you know, something going on. So I already see that, but I already see you being smother mother. He needs direction, but he don't need the smother mother. Back up, or you're going to lose him. I'm going to say this. And I will take full responsibility for the astrology gods to punish me later if they need to. But your child was born with the homicide degree on his ascendant and descendant. The ascendant is the body. The seventh, he has the homicide degree on his seventh house. His enemies can be deadly. He can't fall in with the wrong crowd. That's the homicide degree.
Okay.
That's the first 48. I don't want to see you on the first 48. Keep your son in line. Keep him.
Okay.
Keep him on the track.
Okay.
And I know and I feel like, and while I was braiding my sister's hair last night, we were watching the first 48, and I'm just like thinking to myself, man, you know, if only these mothers could have known certain things, you know, when their children were growing up, they could have moved different. They could have done something different that maybe could have put them on a different path. But he definitely has to watch his surroundings, his friends, his everything, because he can hang out with the wrong crowd, and his friends can be killers, like you know, here just really doing the most. So that being said, I like his chart. I like his chart. He got his ways about him. Another thing you need to watch out for is the friends and the drugs and the alcohol. So watch out for those things.
Okay.
Also, let's see. Venus and Saturn. He's got Mercury, so that's Sag. Smart boy. I would love to see him be able to express his artistic side more. I like that he has a nice sextile to Neptune. That's a lot of good spiritual insight, artistic. But with Jupiter there, he can just really miss the mark. He can really miss a lot of opportunities. He could have been good at sports. He just could have done a whole lot. But it's just, he's got a chart that just one misstep can take him down the rabbit hole and on the wrong path. Just one misstep. And being raised in Philly, oh gosh, I would not raise.
We're in Delaware now. We've been in Delaware we've been here since he was seven, so I took him out of there quick. When I realized that he wouldn't have made it there. Just his temperament,
he would have been like,
yeah.
Child, The first 48, he would have been on there one way or the other, on one side. He would have been, but he. I'm telling you, it's. I see it all the time, and it's like you look in their chart, and but yeah. His Mars is strong, but it's afflicted as well. So I can see where things can kind of go left. But I mean, I like his chart. It needs guidance, and life is not going to be easy on him. A birthday 22 is never easy. It's never easy. Regardless of how much support you have, and, you know, they still got to get it out the mud. That's just their birthright. But the promise of what they could build is so great, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he does. I just feel like he doesn't. Because he is a smart boy, he doesn't put forth like effort, like his true. He doesn't to accomplish what I know he can do. It's just like he settles for the bare minimum, and that like worries me.
It's a laziness. It's more of it's his Mars afflictions that, you know, it's his Mars afflictions that have him like that. And it's more, mm-hmm. you know, you have to keep this boy away from drugs and alcohol. You have to.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not too late. And I really hope it's not too late because
he's not showing any signs of it. And he, with the way things are now, he has one friend that he hangs out with, but that's, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
He seems like a good boy.
Well, yeah, okay, good, because the marker for addiction is there. So, yeah, keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that. I wish he has so much creative, you know, ability, you know, just, I mean, he could do anything he wanted. I would have put a pencil in his hand at a very young age and been like, draw, paint, write, make music,
mm-hmm,
do
mm-hmm.
something.
Because mm-hmm.
he needs that creative outlet to handle that, you know, to turn that Mars square.
He used to play an instrument, but a lot of things that he just doesn't seem interested anymore. And I just took it as being a teenage thing. Like he changed a lot. And also his dad passed away in last January.
Oh, wow.
And I think he's still dealing with that. He's just gotten like really, really quiet, more quiet than normal. He's always been a, you know, soft-spoken to himself type person, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't communicate his feelings at all, you know. So, it's, yeah.
Well, watch
it's
that. Keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on that. Because, you know, the... It may... I don't know. Just keep an eye on that. Just try to find the balance of being the mother and having control without being smothering and overbearing and pushing him further into that shell. I know it's going to be kind of hard. I know it's going to be hard for you, but try to find that balance. And I'm sorry to hear about his dad. It's hard. I know it's hard for him. I feel your pain. It's like you don't know how to help them get through it or what to say, what to do, and I know exactly what you're going through with that. So.
Yep.
But keep me posted on them. Keep me posted on them.
I will.
Now, I will get a word of caution in about maybe 4 months, 5 months. we're going to have to watch out for him and his anger. So, you know,
okay.
you want him. Your wish may actually come true. He may be venting and, you know. So if he's been bottling things up, the explosion may happen in another 5 months, 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
So watch out for
okay.
that. And keep me posted.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to the next caller. Caller from 704-499. You are on the air. Okay, I'll put you on hold. I think they...
I'm here.
Oh, you're here? Okay. Girl, you about to get hung up on. Who is this?
You know who this is.
Do
hello.
I?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Remember I had that fire? That
Okay, so yes, ma'am. I think I might have, girl, I got you locked in. I don't even know your phone number, but I got you locked in. I got your
phone
though.
Keep you on your toes. Keep you on your toes.
Okay, so let's get you pulled up, ma'am. Okay, so you know what? Here we are, moon on your Venus. So where are we now? Let's get the update. What's going on now? Because the moon is on your Venus. Things should be getting better and good, and Jupiter's on your Mercury. I mean,
creeping that way. It's a little hiccups every now and again, but it's creeping that way. I'll actually be going back on tomorrow. And then I will have a permanent place on February 1st.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, you got Jupiter is about to trine your moon. When I tell you that's a great, great transit, you can't ask for anything other than the conjunction of Jupiter on your moon. You cannot ask for a better transit. The trine is the next best. So you got great stuff going. Like, how are you going to worry this away, mess this up? Okay, so March, yeah, I'm showing Jupiter trine your moon in March. So March is your month for that I see things. So you should be settled by then and, you know, almost made whole, totally whole. By that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, then before that, matter of fact, yeah, March, because 16, 17, 18. Yeah, March. Yeah, it's still March. Because even with Jupiter on your progress sun, it's still going to be March.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot of good stuff this spring. I really am.
That's the month that the square is supposed to get his promotion.
Oh. Okay.
Well, remember, you said leave. Everything that burned was a kind of a symbol of just let everything stay burned and start fresh.
Yeah, you can't move back into that house. You have to, and that's so symbolic. Because that's the epitome of a Pluto transit. Because he comes and demolishes your home, you have to rebuild. But in the process, you can rebuild something better. So are you being cautious and not – well, so where are y'all now? Let's just try to
– it's proceeding with caution. Since you gave me that tidbit, I've been falling back, and he's been approaching more.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Hold on, listen.
Always keep the mindset that you are the prize. When I took on that mindset, everything changed. I'm mm-hmm. the prize. I'm the prize.
Okay.
So when you have that mindset, your reality, it just morphs, and it has to follow that rule. It's like we get to set the rule, just like a computer program, reprogramming something. We set mm-hmm. the rule. It has to follow the rule. And the rule is I'm the prize. I ain't chasing no motherfucking body.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't running behind nobody. I'm not doing it. No, I'm the prize.
Yep.
And then
yep.
reality morphs, and that is the reality you're going to wake up to every day.
Yep.
And it's like you got to understand how simple men can be. It's like they want you to want them so they can't want you. They're weird. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'll just not want you.
Right.
I'll just completely not want you. But yeah, it's a that they play. And you have to choose not to participate. And I'm so glad that you are no longer participating. Because when you're not beat, not let somebody else beat down their phone and run behind them, and not me.
Yep, this definitely changed. Now I almost made about that family. I'm gonna need some help on them. That mom and brother, they on their way out.
I'm trying to tell you, and I'm standing by it. And even though I think you adopted, and this ain't your real birthday, I'm standing behind the fact that things with you and mom are going to get better this spring. I'm standing behind it. I'm standing behind it. 10 toes down. I'm standing behind that. It's going to get better. And one thing about this, but the sad thing is, if it does not get better during this transit, it's just not repairable. It's just not. Like, Jupiter is like the magic wand. He can pretty much fix anything especially if Saturn's not involved. If Saturn's not involved, he can pretty much fix anything. You know, he puts you in the right mood. You're optimistic. You're willing and open. And it may be that, you know, it might be something that, you know, you work out within yourself that will allow the healing to occur. But it's just Jupiter's going to help fix it if you want it, because one thing about it, these energies don't make us do anything. We still have free will at the end of the day. But Jupiter is going to provide the platform for you and your mom to heal, and for your domestic situation to heal and get better. But I'm so glad that you are stepping into that goddess power, and you're the prize. You are the prize.
Yes, ma'am. So good things,
it.
Good
I
things. I
want
to report
it.
Good things. But you're not responding
good thing,
to
yes.
my.
y'all got to understand. You know what? I'm going to break down and just buy a new phone. I don't have enough memory. I have a cheap ass Android phone. I'm not a phone
but
person. Like, I think they're the devil. I think they gonna kill us all. So I don't do phones like that. I have one out of necessity. I don't have Messenger on my phone because I don't have enough room on my phone for Messenger. That's how raggedy my
phone
is.
You have been raggedy when my brother gave me for Christmas. It's still in the box. He just don't know I went and bought my own. I ain't on your plan anymore, mister. I done branched out.
I don't even. My kids walking around here with iPhones and the latest iPhone, and I'm just not a phone. So anyway, I can only see my messages if I am logged into my desktop. So just keep that in mind. I can only see messages if I'm logged into my desktop. But thank you for calling in, and me, you, and Myra are going to get up one day. We keep talking about it, but 2022, we are definitely going to get up. And you know, once you get situated and settled, we're going to go and give thanks to Yemiya at the beach, and we're going to have a nice time.
Yes, ma'am, and I got that two-bedroom again.
All right, ma'am.
Yes. So thank you so much. Can
thank
I be put
you.
Back in queue? My friend is on the line, and I want to stay on.
Okay. I'll put you right back in. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Talk to you later, Maya.
Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. Caller from the 704-925.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, very let me get my Becky voice. Let me get my professional plantation Becky voice. Yes, ma'am.
No,
hi,
don't
how may
do
I
that.
Help you?
Hi, this is my first time calling in, and that was my girlfriend who basically introduced me to you. So thank you.
Okay. All right, and let's start with your birthday.
September 17th, 73.
And the time?
3:40 p.m.
And the place?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, Virginia. Okay, and have you had your chart done before?
I have not.
Okay, so I will try not to talk. So you know just that you're a Virgo. You don't know any of the other.
Correct.
You don't know your big three. So if anyone asks you what your big three is, your big three is Sun in Virgo, Moon in Gemini, and Capricorn rising.
I can see the Gemini.
Oh, I love your chart. I could tell you were very articulate, but gosh, you're super smart. Super duper 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 smart. I love it. I love it. Oh,
thank
I love
you.
It. Wow, you got a lot of good stuff going on. Oh, I'm jealous. Sun trying.
Well, I'm glad it's good because the last 3 months have been horrible.
Well, you know, Saturn has been, oh, gosh, relationship, what have, oh, yeah, this was the year of endings, love-wise, definitely. Okay, so where are we? Yeah, you're supposed to end, actually, not just a relationship is ending, your whole value system is about to undergo a change. All of that, you know, I don't know if you can totally lose all of your love of travel, but it's definitely not going to be what it used to be. Your Venus has been in the sign of Sag for the past 30 years, and that's about to change in another 6 months. So
you
are about.
And other is a Sagittarius.
Oh yeah, you ain't loving them none. The love gone, girl. You about to love business. You about to fall in love with the dollar. The making a dollar, building a business. Your focus is going to be on working business now. That's where your love is going. But no, yeah, you've been Sag has been everything Sagittarius, even including people, have been. Please, everybody, I just got the. Damn, 90 minutes went by fast. Okay. I just got the prompt that the show is about to end. If you are in queue and you want to get a reading, please put your hand up. Press 1. I think you got to press 1 or something. So press 1 so that you can stay in queue. That way when the show is over, you can still hear everything and I can still read for you. Okay. So yeah, you're finishing up 30 years of your whole value system is about to change. So you're shifting. So and with that, you know, goes relationships. So, yeah, the Sag ain't going to have the edge on you no more. That's done. That's done. And that's over with. So that was just one thing. Then we factor in Saturn squaring your Venus this past year, really. Yeah, things are supposed to come to an end, sadly. But But let's see, your moon is in the second house. Okay, yeah. Moon in the second house, yeah. It's just, from here on out, it's going to be about money and building. Money and building and work. That's you. If you haven't been a workaholic before, the next 30 years, you're going to be a workaholic. So I don't see you, I just don't really see you focusing on relationships at this point.
Okay.
That's not going to be the focus. Now, you are going to meet someone, you have a few years for this to come, for this to manifest, but, you know, it's not like you're going to be single for very, very long, but you do have an intense relationship coming, and you need to be careful. But the closer that time comes, you got some years for that to happen, so that's kind of too far off for me to even mention, but yeah.
And is this someone I know already, or is this someone new?
I think this is going to be someone that you know, but it's going to be very intense. It's going to be very intense. And I'm hoping that we'll talk later about that. We need more time to pass before and see how things shape before we can talk on that. But it's going to definitely bring you, it's going to be a very, when I say intense, I mean like stalker type intense.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, but it's going to be intense. But it'll make more sense the closer that we, oh God, no. No, not that. Okay, but yeah. You are at a pivotal time in your life. And actually, and it's funny you mentioned 3 months ago, because that's when you ended a 30-month cycle. Your moon progressed into Pisces at that time. So it's just been, this has just definitely been a year of endings and changes. But I see you in a good place in a couple of more months. I think you're going to meet somebody in a couple of more months.
Okay.
This
well,
isn't
good.
The intent person, but keep in mind you're in transition, so anything that you start now may not have the lasting power or the staying power. So I would keep it kind of light and breezy, just, you know, try your best to keep it as possible. With you having Venus and Scorpio, that's kind of hard for you to do, because Venus and Scorpio people love hard. Like, y'all literally love hard. And with you, I like that you have Venus in good aspect to Saturn, but when you couple that with Venus being in Scorpio and loving hard, she's also staying in committed relationships longer than she needs to, and holding on and being loyal to people that may not deserve it. So, but all of that is about to change.
Okay.
All
and
of that is
three,
about to change.
And the 3 months kind of resonates with me. I lost my son 3 months ago.
What you mean?
My oldest son committed suicide September 26th.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry to hear that. Sis, I'm scared, because this is the tip of the iceberg. Young people are, I mean, it's about to be an epidemic. I got to do that Saturn and Pisces show as soon as possible. That needs to be my next show, because I'm telling you, I don't know. Oh my
God. And it has me really concerned about, I have his brothers are 4 years younger than him, and I have they're twins, and one is in this relationship with this girl now, and she seems very controlling, and that worries me because he has a lot of anxiety and frustration that I can see in him that he's not letting go of from his brother's passing.
And they were twins?
I have a set of twins, but my oldest, he was a single birth.
Oh, okay.
But they were very close. My youngest, the youngest of the three and my oldest were very, very close.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my so now God. I'm trying to help raise two babies, my grandsons, that my oldest left behind.
And if you don't mind me asking, what was his birthday?
7/21/95.
Do you remember what time he was born?
Mm-hmm. 10:49 p.m.
And what
also Lynchburg, say? Virginia.
I'm curious as to what the mental, like, state, you know, like.
We all wonder about that because I was with him that day. I was with him the day before. I spoke to him literally 3 hours before this happened, and there was nothing. If there was something, I totally missed it because he was laughing, joking, smiling. He had this amazing smile and nothing. And he literally posted it on, he posted it on social media. Not that his suicide, but that he posted his date of birth and then he posted his date of death right before he took his life.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I wish you could see how beautiful his chart is.
I can imagine because he was a beautiful person. And I'm not saying that because I'm biased as his mother, but
I mean,
anybody that knew him could tell you that he was such a beautiful soul.
Sis. So was his birth hard? He has Saturn in the first house. So normally those babies don't want to come.
He was 3 weeks late. 3 weeks late, they say I dilated to a 3, and he would not go any further. I had to have an emergency C-section.
He did not want to come here. But guess what? Oh, my gosh. He was born, and I have never seen this. I think I saw it maybe in my early days where I didn't understand the significance of it. But he was born with a Star of David in his chart. That is so rare. That is so rare. That is so, I mean, the spiritual power this boy had. Oh, my gosh. He didn't want to come here. I don't know he didn't want to come. Look at the spiritual power in this chart. Oh, I wish you could see the Star of David. I am going to, Sean, are you listening still? I'm going to snippet this. And I'm going to drop it in your inbox so that she can forward it. Oh, my gosh. When you see that Star David, oh. Spiritual power is strong. I do not even see. Oh, there you go, all the way down there. Good Lord, look at all these messages. I done put it in the wrong person. Okay, there we go. Okay. Can you, Sean, can you see this star? Oh, she can't answer me. Can you see the star? You see that star, David? Yeah. He has some spiritual power on it. I mean, this is rare. This is very, very rare. Your son was so powerful spiritually. Oh, my gosh. But he did not want to come here. That is so evident.
He was so much into astrology.
Really?
He was. He would tell me my horoscope almost every day. He would talk to me all the time.
What did
he
see? What did he see? What did he know? He was so psychic. He was just so, oh my gosh. I've got to save this chart. I got to save it and I got to study it. I'm just in awe. Pluto, and you said what day? You said September 26th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto got him that. Pluto has been September 26th.
And his time of death as recorded is 5:04 p.m.
Okay.
That's what's on his death certificate, as the time of death. And I'll be honest, my mother and I think he saw his death. Because he had a deja vu moment that day. And we honestly think he saw or knew it was coming.
Wow. I'm taken aback. Wow. So, and I don't normally do this, but I would really like to talk further about him, but off air, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely.
There is something here, because I was just talking about Saturn in Pisces and suicide and how it's about to be a lot of suicides, you know,
mm-hmm.
young people and suicides. I was just saying that at the beginning of the show, and here you are, and your son, Pisces rising sun, with Saturn in Pisces, committed suicide, and he's got the star David. So there's something more to this, and I'm going to follow the white rabbit down the hole and figure this out. But there is a message, and because I'm like, how can I help? I'm like, how can I get the message out there? What do I need to be doing? And this is going to help me understand. But he was very strong. Like, I'm just like, why did he, what happened? What did he see? Did he have to go? Because I got to pull up his death chart, and I have to do some further research and put it all together, but we're going to figure this out.
Okay.
We are definitely going to figure this out. Sean can tell you my Facebook name, and then can you send me a Facebook friend request?
Of course, yes.
Yay. Thank you so much for sharing.
No, thank you.
I am excited about us deciphering your son's natal chart and getting the message that we need to get out to the public before this transit comes. And, you know, and our children are caught up in whatever it is. Because it's spiritual warfare. I'm just going to say, you know, people can think I'm crazy, but it's spiritual war. This is spiritual warfare. And mm-hmm. and these demons are going to be walking around whispering in our children's ears, you know, prompting them to end it. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual war, and I cannot wait to get to the bottom of it. But thank you so much, sis. I know I'm going to get cussed out. I know I'm going to get the inboxes about talking too long, but y'all bear with me. This thing is bigger than us. This is a community effort. We all got to figure this thing out. Okay. But thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, I thank y'all so much for y'all patience. But y'all see the synchronicities, y'all. Like, y'all was literally, for those of y'all that caught the beginning of my show, like, literally, wow, I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. Okay, I'm going to the next caller. Caller from the 678. 678, you are on the air.
Air. Hello. Hi, my name is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm good. And what's your birthday?
It's January 8th, 1979.
Hey, Grandma.
In Dublin, Georgia. in Dublin, Georgia. And time of birth, 8:18 a.m.
8:18 a.m. What year were you born?
1979.
So January 8th, 1979, mm-hmm. 8:18 a.m. in Dublin, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got a Capricorn sun, moon in Taurus, and Capricorn rising. Ooh, good. That's a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Mars is cat. Ooh. Ooh, you the devil. Yeah. Oh, the devil is on the line. Oh. No, you're not the devil. You can be. And you go hard in the paint, but you're not the devil. But you can be. Okay, so what are we looking at here? We got progressed moon in Sagittarius. Ooh. Okay, so you're a Pisces now. You've been a Pisces for 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you've been a Pisces for 2 whole years. So Jupiter coming up on your sun, progress sun. Where's that at? I got you there. Okay, so progress moon in Sag in the, coming out of the 10th, going into the 11th. So your focus for the last 2 years or year and a half should have been on career. And now it's about to shift and go into hopes and dreams. And that's what you're going to be focusing on. Or that's where your focus should be, your hopes, your dreams, and your wishes. And actually, I like that because that coincides with the theme for 2022. So what is your question for today?
I want to see about what this year is going to bring as far as relationship, as far as love. That just been an area that is just not, I'm just not being successful in that. So, because I've been divorced since 2015, so I haven't had, like, really anything, like, real since then. I had, you know, a couple of situations, but nothing concrete. And, you know, I'm lonely. So, I mean, I have children. I get that. Yada, yada, yada. But
girl, ain't nobody talking cliches on this show. We know. We ain't talking cliches on this show. But your kid, girl. Man, forget them kids. My bad, Cole.
Yeah,
what you talking about? I understand.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for. I want you to be very mindful of how you are going to manifest this hot, hot, very extremely hot relationship that is coming in a couple of years, okay? Take this time, and you will thank me later. Take this time to really work on your wish list and get a clear picture of what it is that you want, because your Venus is fast approaching a conjunction to your natal Mars. That is a time for falling in love. That is the ultimate relationship transit. Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot, it's heavy, it's passionate. It's everything. Oh, God, it's everything. It's everything. It is everything.
2 years.
Now, don't pay any mind to the fool's gold that's coming. It's going to be some fool's gold coming when Jupiter goes into Aries. That's the fool's gold. It's going to look real. It's going to be sparkly. You're going to think it's the one, but it's not. This one that's coming in, let's see, it's 18... 19. You got 2 more years. So you got about 2 more years. So the one that comes in about 2 more years, that's going to be the one that's going to knock you on your ass. And that's the one that I need you to be prepared for, and I need you to manifest the right person, because this could go oh so wrong.
Hmm. I mean, it feels like I've been manifesting this person. It just, I don't know. I just feel like I'm being overlooked. So,
You would know this person, and we'll have this conversation in 2 years after this person comes into your life, and you're going to be like, oh my God. I was not ready for this. This is once in a lifetime. This is once in a lifetime. And some people don't even get to experience this type of love. It is just, but it if it's not done right, it can be toxic. This is the same thing as people who have their Venus conjunct another person's Mars or someone's Mars conjunct their Venus. But this right here is going to be a transit that you're going to live for a span of 3 years. So it's going to be, if it's not done right, it can be extremely toxic.
Okay, so
that's what I'm saying. Be careful in what you're manifesting.
Right, so this is not a twin flame.
Now listen, Venus conjunct Mars can be a twin flame or soulmate. It can. It's one of the only, or one of the very few, synastry placements that can make that mark. Venus conjunct Mars. This is love at first sight. This is, you're gonna know when you meet this person. It ain't gonna be no flimsy. I'm being overlooked. This person's not gonna be able to overlook you. There is no. This is we knew the moment we saw each other. When you hear couples talk like that, Venus and Mars are 9 times out of 10 conjunct, or it's very prominent in both of their charts. But 9 times out of 10 is Venus and Mars. And it's a love that doesn't, and it's a love that does not go away. This is going to be one of the most important relationships of your life that's coming. So I can already say I haven't met this person because ain't no talking slow with this. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Mm. And hopefully, okay. Let me see, you was born in 79. Oh, you better hope.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very procreative transit now, so if your plumbing's still working.
Oh, God, I doubt it. I mean, because I have
well,
done
good,
that before. I didn't get pregnant. I didn't get pregnant, so that's why I feel like. If it is, it's definitely by divine.
But this is a
I'm
pregnancy transit. This is a pregnancy transit. But you have to look at a person's age and health and all of that. That's why if the plumbing still works,
I hope it's not
working. Okay, well if
it
is, be careful.
Yes,
be very very careful. Be very very careful. But yeah,
I feel like
honestly, rest, relax, work on you. I mean, you know, me, if I see this coming, I'm going to be like, you know what, I'm going to work on me. I'm going to work on, you know, making sure that I manifest the highest or the best. Something is coming. That's what a lot of people don't realize is that these transits bring people into our lives, and they can only – if, you know, we're going to attract and vibrate what we're on, you know what I'm saying, in the level that we're on. So it's like you work on yourself so that you can get the highest possible and the best thing out there to attract to you. So just take this time. Just take this time to rest, regroup. I'm telling you, it's about to be a whirlwind, and I cannot wait for 2 years to go by so we can talk again, and you can be like, oh, my God, I wasn't ready. So, yeah, something's coming. Something is coming, but something else is coming for that. But like I said, that's fool's gold. That's the fool's gold.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be But if this person is not completely, like, obsessed with you and vice versa, that's not the one. You're going to know. If it's not love at first sight, like, oh, my God, we just fell in love, then that's not the one. And don't take them seriously and don't, you know, get yourself caught up with them and don't do that. You're going to know. If it's not knock me off my feet, love at first sight,
mm-hmm.
that's not the one. And just... don't even take them serious. Don't follow them up.
Hey. Okay.
But somebody's coming.
Oh.
Somebody's coming.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Right. Okay, I got to get to the next caller.
You. No,
but call
you're
back
good.
The
Thank
next
you
time
because so
I don't. We didn't really get to talk about other stuff. But call me the next time, and then we can go in even further.
And especially with the hopes and dreams, though, part. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You take care. Happy
Thank
New Year.
You. Oh, same to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to the next caller. Caller from the 856-429.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. 12/31/74.
December 31st, 1974.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, sis.
Sorry about the lady that her son passed away. Sorry to hear that.
Me too. Oh, he was so powerful. Oh my God, he was so powerful. Okay, and what's your time of birth?
7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning, and the place of birth.
Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey. Okay, I've got a Capricorn sun, Leo moon, Capricorn rising. All these Capricorn double caps. Y'all is just coming out tonight. Okay, so let's see. Where are you? You're focused for 2022. Moon, progressive moon in Aries. It is going to be on home. Home and family. Possibly change of residence, upgrading the residence. If you already have a home or bought a home and ain't moving, something prominent within your home. So that's where your focus will be, or part of your focus, not all of it, but the majority of your focus is going to be in home, centered around your home and family life, possibly mother as well, or whichever parent is more dominant in your life. So what is your question today?
I guess relationship, I guess.
Don't you ask me about no man. You are not allowed to ask me about no man. You are not allowed to ask me about a man. Do you understand?
Well, that house is part of it, so he's living in it. So I'm not sure if I'm going to move there or they're transferring me over, if that makes sense, if that's the question. Being that you mentioned
Wait, what now?
The house. That's what I'm working on.
You're working on manifesting a house or?
Yeah, I do have one, but there's a little bit of chaos right there right now. So either I have to fix it or they have to fix it. Or are they going to bring me home, if that makes sense.
Bring you home?
Yeah.
You talking in riddles, I don't understand.
What you just mentioned about a new home and new residence.
Okay.
So
okay.
I live in two different countries.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If they're bringing
me
home.
Yeah. That's
if that makes sense.
But you know what? I like that. One good thing about it is that. Let me see. Let me see how far Jupiter. Okay, I like that you're under a Jupiter return. Where's your Jupiter return? Second house. Okay. Ooh. So you got some good financial stuff coming up. Let me see if you can. I don't know, your money, you be messing up money, though. Let me see, Jupiter. Don't mess up this money that's coming, please.
What do you mean by messing up the money?
Like, messing it up, how you know how you mess it up. You know your spending habits. You know your sucker for a sob story. You know how you are with money. So don't mess this money up. But you do have some good financial stuff coming. And Jupiter, what is Jupiter? Jupiter is at 12.
I'm not cheap.
That don't make sense. No, you're not cheap.
No.
No. You're not at all. I would not call you cheap. I would call you, I don't want to say extravagant. I want to say, like, just free, you know, too free-giving, too, I don't know, like, people can take advantage and, you know.
No, they can't do that anymore with me. They know that.
Not no more? When? When
nope.
That stop? When did that stop?
A while ago.
Last
That's been
week?
Taken care of.
Oh, okay.
A lot of chaos this summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They thought Americans were rich. Not all Americans are rich, and I'm not going to support them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
My money,
okay.
I put it away on me.
Okay. Okay, now, we're going to see. But, yeah, your there's going to be a change in residence at some point in 2022. But your focus is definitely you got some good stuff coming though. You really do. The only thing I'm concerned about is this next month, this next few months, Saturn opposing your moon. So it's going to get whatever's sticky now, the stickiness is not over. It won't probably be over till almost February. So, yeah. But after that, you should be all right. You should be okay.
That means I have to put in contact with the legal person for next month, for February, for my new residence.
However, I just know that, let me see, 25.
That means I got to do it.
9 months. Whatever's gonna, whatever change or move you make, it'll be done in the next 9 months.
Great. So I guess I gotta do what I gotta do for next month to get his.
Now next month might be a little hard too, but it's gonna get. I don't know where this financial windfall or whatever, however, I don't know where the money's coming from, but I don't see money being a problem in the next few months. February, I think it'll get better in February, March. So this spring, I see great thing. I think you're going to be good. I don't see you worrying about money at that time. I just need you to get through the next few weeks, the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you can get through
You're trying to.
Oh, you cool. Will. I mean, you will. I see you in a good place. I just don't want you to, I just don't want you to fall victim to the sob story or the, you know. I just don't want you to get caught up.
Yeah.
Cause that's
your, been done and over with, yeah.
You say that, but
no, it was true. People were asking me for money, and I'm like, hell no. So I paid one bill for the state at a place, and they were keep asking for money. I'm like, nah, enough is enough now. If that makes sense. So
okay.
They're aware.
Okay, well, stick to your guns.
I learned my lesson.
Stick to your guns
right now. Right now, it's like money's a little bit hard now because everything spiked up, everything like food and gas and everything else in life.
Right.
So I know I've been spending too much money, but you know what I mean. I gotta live.
Okay. So check back with me and let me know how it goes.
All right, cool. And then should I do what I'm supposed to do for the legal thing for next month? For the residency and the money thing and everything else, or let it be?
I would not initiate anything until at least February. I wouldn't do anything until at least February.
See if they come through. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just going to talk to them and see what they're going to say. What I got to do, the next step. All right, cool. So probably the next step is probably in February. All right, cool. I appreciate it.
All right. And don't you call me back asking about no man either. But call me back.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to the next caller. Caller from the 845-920.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you? My name is Maria.
Maria
from New York. Hello?
And what's your birthday?
May 15 and 1942.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I did not understand that. Can you repeat that for me?
I say May 19, 42. 15. May 15,
42, yeah. In the morning, 3:15 in the morning or afternoon?
I don't know. I believe in afternoon. I don't know this.
So you don't know whether, I think it was 3:15 p.m. So what city and state were you born?
I born in Italy, Sicily.
Sicily?
So being in Sicily,
Italy,
Italy.
Okay, well, where do you live right now? Do you live there? You don't live there
now. I'm in the state of Rockley County, New York State.
Okay, so you okay, New York. I'm going to put your chart for New York since that's where you are now. Okay, so I have May 19th, 1942, 3:15 p.m., New York, New York.
May 15th, 1942. Today is May 15th.
Okay, May 15th?
Right.
Oh, May 15th, 1942.
Yes, I'm sorry, I apologize.
I got to get it right. So, but you don't know what time you were born. I'll do a noon birth then. May 15th, 1942, in New York, New York. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you too.
Okay, and what's your question today?
My question is just, I got to receive a settlement, so I'm going to get it soon. They're going to be, I don't know if I can buy property in Italy.
I think I've already talked to you.
Oh, yeah? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, I've already talked to you about that. And, well, I think that was back in August or September. But, okay, so here we are, and it's the end of the year, and see, I don't know what time, without your time of birth, I really can't say where all of this great energy is going to manifest. So, I'm going to have to put Aries on your ascendant and go from there. All right. Give me a second to adjust this chart. And I'm going to have to do this Sicily. Give me a second. So has anything transpired with the court since we last talked?
No, nothing.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, so we got Italy. Okay. Nope. I gotta move it forward. I'm sorry. I'm trying to adjust your chart.
My chart?
Yeah, since you don't know your time of birth. All right, so I'm going to put it there. And so you got Mars in okay, so that will put Venus in. Okay, so with you having, so you're trying to buy property in Italy?
Yes. Yes. With the money over here.
That is a If you do get some settlement money, I can see I want to say give me okay, I want to say February. There should be something going on dealing with your case around February. But that's not to say that you would be buying a home. I don't see anything where you're moving for another couple of years. So depending on how long this settlement thing drags out, I don't see your new beginning in life for another couple of years.
Okay.
But something should, some type of, since, you know, it's been very quiet, you know, with the settlement, things have been quiet, something should be get popping or moving along the lines in February, this coming February.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. You have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got the caller from the 843-452. You're on the air.
What's happening?
Hello, what's happening?
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
You tell me.
Did you call for a reading, sir?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay, and what's your birthday?
February 14th, 1967.
What time?
I think my mama said around 11:45 a.m.
11:45. And what city and state?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia? Oh, you from Columbia?
Yeah, what's happening, cousin?
No.
Yes.
I know you lying. Hey, cuz.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. How you found me?
How I found you?
How you found me?
I saw something.
You'll never be on my page.
I got that from April posted something.
Oh, okay. So what's going on? What's going on? You called for a reading?
Yeah, I want to see.
Okay.
What's happening?
All right, what's going on here? Okay, so 2/14/67. You are 26, 27, 28, 29. You are 3 months away from ending a 30-month cycle. So there are new beginnings on the horizon. Let's see, Aries. Oh, I like that. You got Jupiter. Oh, okay, Jupiter. Okay, so this Jupiter and Pisces cycle is going to be very beneficial for you, being that you were born with both Mercury and Venus in the sign of Pisces. And let's see, that is in the 11th house. Jupiter going through 11th house. So you are coming up on what we call the year of wishes coming true. So... and I was just talking about that earlier in the show. This transit is about wishes. But this is more doubly so for you because Jupiter will be transiting your house of wishes and fulfillment for 2022. So you got some great stuff coming. Great stuff coming.
Yeah. I believe that. Because I'm about to get a house pretty soon.
Oh, shoot. Okay, now. The Sun and Uranus. The Sun rules your... Okay. All right, I can see... Dang. I can see... Jupiter on your moon next year. But why is it showing? This is showing next year. Jupiter is on your moon next year. And the moon is... That's the Sun. Okay, your Sun. Okay, so why is it showing next year? Jupiter on your moon next year.
Well, next year is in a few days. You talking about 2022, right?
No. I'm talking about 2022. When I say I'm thinking we already in 2022. Like it's already 2022 in my mind. So when I say next year, I'm talking about 2023. Well, it's probably because you're going to because you're getting married in 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you're getting married in 2 years.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yep. Congratulations. It's about dang on time.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, yes. Okay. So new love is coming this spring. And
you said new love?
Uh-huh. New love is coming this spring.
You got that right.
That's what it says. New love is coming this spring. But actually, you know, after your birthday, you're going to notice a shift. And I see you in a positive place. I see you thinking positive. The energy is just going to change, and you're just going to be in a good place. And I like that you're going to have a lot of options when it comes to, you're just going to have a lot of options. I like this. And I like the healing. It's a lot. You got a lot of healing. And I really like 2023. I really like that year. I like it a lot.
That's what's up.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I really do. Because it means, I like what I see, and I just feel confident about my aunt. I love seeing this. I'm so glad I saw this because it just really makes me feel really good. I'm feeling really good about this. Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Yeah. I'm feeling good now that I see this. I'm not worried anymore.
Worried about who?
about
my
me?
Aunt.
Well, you supposed to be
no.
reading about me.
I ain't gonna...
Not my...
You, no. No, but I can't not see. I mean, when I'm looking at your moon and I'm looking at the good things coming to your moon, the moon in a man's chart is his mother or his wife. You're not married yet. So the benefits of this transit were going to be will manifest through your mother. So I'm like, well, God, if this is looking this good in 2023, then I'm feeling good because I was worried the other day.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
All
and
right, well, I ain't going
to worry about you. You doing good.
Yeah, I'm about to be doing better when I move back up that way, so.
Well, welcome, y'all. Come on. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
No. It's not like that. I have to tell you about it one day.
Okay.
You have to call me or something. We'll talk, though.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, cuz. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I keep you informed of what's going on, though.
Okay.
All right. Love you, cuz.
Love you, too.
All right. Come on.
Okay, we are going to the caller from the 817-653. 817-653,
hey.
You are on the air. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
This is my first time being on with you. I'm on your page a lot.
Really?
And I never... Yes, either I'm working or something is going on, so I never get the blog. So I'm Trinity. I'm always like tag me, so I know. Yeah.
Hi Trinity. Okay. I'm good. So
are you in
the
family
the
with Don Nicoleon? Huh?
Oh, I love Don. Oh God, I love Don.
Yeah. I see some of them posting your stuff too. Yeah. So.
All right, and I know you speak the astrology language, so we can just dive in.
Okay. I wanted to ask you. I know you know Ra'aku.
Yes. Mhm. I sure do.
Why don't you use the eighth house placement for your to find your ascendant?
Because
even though
I
that's
don't,
in science, but it works.
Yeah, that's it works.
Yeah.
I never got to I never got that far with them, studying with them to pick up on their.
I'm pretty sure he won't mind you using that. Anatomically put the placement in the eighth house. Like if they had a head injury, put that between the age of 1 and 6. Just put that in the eighth house, and I'm giving up his name.
Right.
He knows I do. I do that.
Well, oh no. He'll
tell
give
everybody.
It to anybody now.
He's
very generous because he's like in
his
mind he's an astrological god, so he can give his jewels and crumbs to anybody because no one can see him anyway. So he does not care. But one thing about reading on air, even though I might go and talk for as long as long, but I don't really have time to rectify online.
I get it.
That's something more for when you are one-on-one and someone has paid you for a reading and blah, blah, blah. But this, pulling up someone's chart and trying to give them some pertinent information within 30 seconds of seeing their chart, that's not feasible for this online reading because I would be here forever
trying
to.
How do we get in touch with you for a reading, a paid reading?
You have to call the show. I don't read off air. So you have to call the show. That's what the show. That's why I came back on air is because a lot of people were like, "Oh, I want to read." I'm like, "Well, I don't read off air. I'm waiting on the goddess to tell me that that's what she wants me to do. And so when I'm deemed worthy, and she tapped me on the shoulder, like, okay, it's time. So I have this form.
Okay.
And then, but yeah, you have to
I can do
call the show. But yeah, definitely. But one thing that works for me is I do more of when I'm one-on-one with someone, I ask them three major events from their lives. And
right.
then I ask them their mother's and their father's sun sign, because one thing about it, their ascendant is going – their ascendant descendant is going to be either the mother's or the father's ascendant or descendant. It never fails. It never fails. Mm. And the only way it does only if this maybe like they're like on the cusp, where they're like right before the ending of a sign or right before the beginning of a sign. But nine times out of ten, that works for me very, very well. It's if you once you notice the pattern, the family pattern, ask them what's your mother's sign, what's your father's sign. And if they say Leo, my mom's a Leo, my dad's a Sag. So I know out of the four signs, your ascendant is going to be one of those, hands down. Hands down. Try that. Try that with your readings. And you're going to see it's in the 90 percentile. It's in the 90 percentile that it's right. There's going to be, or the only way it doesn't work is because they are their parents' ascendant. And if you don't have the parents' birth time, then you can't.
Oh, yeah.
You won't know what the parent's ascendant is.
You won't know.
But that parent's son, you're going to be that parent's son or that parent's ascendant or the opposite sign to their son or their ascendant. That child is going to have that rising, hands down.
Okay.
Hands down. That's the astrological DNA test, in my opinion. And it works.
Okay.
That's what's worked for me all these years.
I can see that.
So you want a reading, or are you just cruising, just chilling? You don't need a reading, but okay.
Yes, I do. I mean, it's always good to hear what someone else, because, I have my set of eyes, but someone else has another set that they're looking at, too. So,
And you know what? I tell people all the time that want to learn this, if you're not coming to learn to read for other people, you're wasting your time. Because even after you learn this, it's just like being a doctor. You can't treat yourself. You still have to go get readings from someone else. So people want to learn it so they can read for themselves, and you can't because you can't be objective. You just cannot.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot.
Yeah,
you can't treat yourself.
I'm not going to whip my own butt.
You
to do that.
And you're always going to see even if you are not, seeing what you want to see in terms of the good, you can overlook the good and be like, thinking the negative, and not seeing the good. So it's like you just can't have an objective view, so you have to have someone else take a look at it and for you. So I definitely
I'm not a professional reader. I studied with Ra for a while, and I study here and there, but this is my year. I'm coming up on my Saturn return. I'm 56. And and I want to at least take some class. I started taking classes, but the guy, he switched from Western to sidereal, and it kind of threw me off, and I just hadn't dived back
in
yet.
Wait, who changed from Western to sidereal?
I'm not going to say his name over the air, but it messed me up. I'm like, why'd you switch? He said because the lady that he was with wanted to switch. So.
Let me tell you, the funny thing is, Sidereal has been calling my name and flirting with me, and I'm like, this shit is flirting with me hard and heavy. I'm about to bend over and let it have.
Okay.
I'm about to bend on.
There's
calling
nothing
my
wrong
name
with being
and whistling and
being real versed in all of it. It's just like studying all the sciences, all the religions, you know, just get the knowledge. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So my birthday is
2/4/1965. Oh, no. Not a Saturn return. And so you must got the sun conjunct Saturn. Or what time?
11:53 p.m.
And what city and state?
Fort Worth, Texas. And I shared your stuff with, like, everybody I know, so I don't know if they called
Thank
in or not.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, so February 4th, 1965, 11:53 p.m. in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me pull up your card.
I feel
while I'm
double
at it. How
cursed.
Old are you?
I'm an Aquarius with a Scorpio rising. 56.
Cool. You just said that too. 56. Okay, February 4th. Okay, Eight of Spades. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's my birth card.
Eight of Spades. Okay, so
you trying to think of how to say it?
No. I'm looking. Okay. And I'm like, is she going to listen to me since my Saturn opposes her son? and we got, and I'm looking
what,
at like,
what
oh, she, I said, is she going to listen? My Saturn opposes her son. My progress Saturn, well, and my natal. My natal and progress Saturn opposes your son. So I'm like, is she going to listen to me?
Yes.
Oh, and you're a zero degree. Oh, yeah. My Venus conjuncts your ascendant. So you understand the power of that critical degree Venus that we both have. I have it in Libra. You have it in Cap. So mine's only a little bit better. We both in both our Venuses is in ICU. I just got a seat by the window. My bed by the window. That's all. Being in Venus
what,
is 29 by the
degrees?
Window.
Yeah.
That critical ass Venus. That's what I tell people. One thing about the critical having that final, you know, critical Venus. You know, I try to warn people, like, I'm in this life to end shit. I'm in this life to get reap my karma and end shit. So once we done, we're done. Like, don't play with, like, I'm not the one to play with, because when we done. You know,
no,
once
I'll
the
be
karma
trying to
has
tell
been reaped,
be,
we're done.
Yeah, they be coming at me. I'm like, look, dude, I'm trying to save your life. Leave me alone.
Oh, look at this Pisces moon. Ooh, the crybaby moon.
And I'm not going to ask about a man. I've been celibate for 7 years and been single for nine. Yeah.
Wow.
I
you are really getting the download.
Yeah. It's just, my Venus is 20.
But you cannot run from, you know, and, you know, well, I guess you can do what you want. Ooh, look at this. Oh, my gosh. Look at this progress stellium in Aries. Girl, 22, oh, my God, 2023 is going to be popping.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. 2023. That stellium is going to, Jupiter is going to light that mug up. You won't be single. I can't see you surviving
Aries is my sixth house.
And?
Okay. I mean, I'm right now it's critical. I've had bypass surgery.
Still Venus. So it's your sixth house. So what, you going to meet somebody at work?
I'm going to be better.
Venus is still the ruler of your seventh house.
Yes,
so
it doesn't.
She's still the ruler. She's still gonna get hit.
Okay.
And then look at you. Then after, then when Venus, I'm sorry, when Jupiter goes into Taurus, that's another relationship transit, and you're going to be on a Jupiter return. So, I mean, we have free will. I will say that. I say that all the time. We have free will. But the energy is definitely going to be there for
I mean, a relationship. For business, for opportunities with, you know, contracts with, I know some awesome people that work in electricity, so maybe I can hook up with them and make some more money.
If that's how you want this progress moon in your seventh, because while all this is going on, when Jupiter does go into Aries, your moon will be progressed into Taurus, into your seventh house. So if that's how you want it to manifest and you're like, no, I don't want no relationship, I want it to be a business partner, then that's what it'll be. Because
okay,
this chart cannot make you do anything. But the opportunity is going to keep presenting itself, and it's going to be there for someone to come in and sweep you off your feet. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, I pity them. My life path is a 9, and I usually hurt people when they come in. So that's not my intention. I want to, like you said, you know, get through with this karma, and don't play with me. No, for real.
And don't play with me. I get it. I mean, Aries is independence and self, and but okay, if that is it, okay.
And Aries is progressed in what house are you reading?
Your progressed Aries, progressed the stellium. All these progressed planets are in your sixth house.
Oh, okay.
But your moon is progressing into your seventh. You got about 3 more months before it's progressed into your seventh house. So your emotional needs have been connected to all things sixth house, health, getting organized, getting your routine on, maybe even fitness, maybe even all that sixth house shit has been